I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What's up? It's your boy, the Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Tonight, Allison Chains will receive the Legendary Founders Award from the Museum of Pop Culture. Mopop to you and me, Jerry Cantrell and Sean Kinney from Allison Chains coming up on the program today at 4:30 to talk about their big night tonight. All kinds of bands playing Alice songs, some testimonials from over the years, some friends, musicians,
what is it
actors
streaming on? That's one question we keep getting. So if you want to watch this, it is possible. I want to say Mopop's Facebook page, they will stream in also on Twitch.
Amazon's music Twitch channel and the Amazon Music app.
So quit asking me, damn it.
And by the way, if you are a Amazon Prime member and you have not put that on your phone, do so. It's, if you're Prime, you get it for free.
I am Prime.
There's all kinds of music on there for you during other times, so to speak, if you want to check out some yacht rock.
I got it on my TV.
You know what I mean?
Right?
Oh, yeah.
So I can watch it. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
Absolutely.
They're
coming up for us at 4:30. Jerry Cantrell and Sean Kinney. In the meantime, our question, what word, phrase, or saying was memorable for all the wrong or right reasons? 206-421-ROCK.
One thing we do know, if you've ever interacted with a child, children have a tendency to say things wrong or just use entirely different words. My daughter, when she was about 2 years old, we have analog clocks around the house. I thought it was important to teach her how to read an analog clock. Anyone can figure out a digital clock, right? But the analog clock, just to get an idea. So she was getting pretty good at it. The problem is she couldn't quite say clock. The L never made it in there. I understood within our home, you know, it's just something you dealt with. Made me so uncomfortable here. Two-year-old girls say it, but we're at a furniture store, and one of their displays was this massive analog clock, right? And that's not what we're looking at. We're looking at something else. My daughter's tugging my arm, and I'm like, what's up, baby? And she points at the wall, and then on the salesperson's there, and she's like, Daddy, look at that giant, again, clock without the L. I'm like, you got to stop, man. But the sales guy just looks at me, and I'm like, dude, she just can't get the L. He's like, no, I follow you.
Yeah.
But someone along those lines, someone says, at Olive Garden, my daughter asked for butt sex and rapes. That was in place of breadsticks and grapes. Says embarrassing as hell.
Jesus.
Yeah, butt sex and rapes.
God.
I mean, kids.
I think she just wants the fettuccine.
I know. Kids make you real uncomfortable often.
Put some snow on top of it.
That's right.
Hello, Dave. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hola.
Hola. So, growing up in the Bay Area, it was years later, and I didn't realize it was such a regional word. It was native to Northern California, but we always use the word hella.
Oh, hella?
H-E-L-L-A.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, that was brand new to us when we moved out here to the West Coast, and it was at the height of popularity when we got here. It really seemed like...
And remember, Gwen Stefani.
I didn't realize it was so regional.
Yeah, right. Was it Gwen Stefani, or was that still No Doubt? They had a song where they said it. And like on the East Coast, everybody's like, what are they talking about?
Right, I mean, you could contextually figure out what they meant, but it's just not something anyone says.
It meant that it was better than normal, right?
Yeah,
hella good or hella bad or whatever it was. It was beyond the normal thing. Right?
When did you discover it was regional?
Hella deep, you know, or whatever. It's just whatever it was. But I didn't realize it was so regional until, you know, we moved out of the area and we were like, we would say it and everybody would go, oh, you're from the Bay Area.
How old were you when you moved?
Oh, hell, we were, I'm 60 now. We moved up here 20 years ago, so I was 40.
Okay. Yeah, we've been here for about 16 years. So,
I mean, when I was a kid, we moved from upstate New York, and in upstate New York, instead of saying hella, you'd say it was mint, right? Like mint condition kind of thing. So, but that's what everyone said with the same frequency that people say hello. But to his point, you don't know that other people don't know what you mean. So we moved to Baltimore, whatever. I'm in school. You start making friends and talk to somebody. I'm like, man, that's mint. And there's this weird hush. Like,
mint.
They're like, what? I'm like, mint. It's mint, dude. I'm like, it's mint. They're like, is that good or bad? I'm like, it's good. It's mint. I'm saying it's mint. Now, in Baltimore, it's like, nah, G, you say, like, that's off, effing off the chain, off the hook. All, you know, and I'm like, okay, and then I stopped saying mint, and you would start saying off the chain, off the hook, whatever it was, but you realize it meant the same thing.
Right? Even dude. Like, I never said dude very much until I moved to the West Coast.
Sure.
Now, Ted, I was telling Steve the story. When high school baseball, head coach gets into it with the umpire, double play ball. Our guy is, we're in the field, all right? And double play ball, the runner on first, he slides intentionally at the shortstop who's coming across to catch the ball, tag the base,
right,
throw to first, all right? He's coming across the bag. As soon as he gets there, the guy who is sliding into second base lifts his leg up. Now, keep in mind we're playing with metal spikes, right?
Yeah.
And tries to clip our shortstop and hits him right in the groin.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and he goes down. He doesn't, you know, the ball goes wild. The first baseman takes off, and, you know, they stop him at third, and guy on first is safe, the whole deal. And, I mean, I'm playing, like, right field or something at this point in time. Our manager runs out on the field and starts screaming at the umpire, screaming to the point where the pitcher comes and tries to hold back our coach. And he is livid that this guy tried to jack him, right, you know, or the spike. And I'll never forget the coach. He goes, he tried to jafe him in the swanch. You saw that.
The swanch?
In the jafe swanch. Him in the swanch.
And, I mean, we all just stood around and started looking at each other, started laughing. We'd never heard jafe in the swanch before. So, like, that was, and he was pissed. He was spitting.
Well, you don't jafe someone's like, swanch.
I'm telling you, Charlie, you've got to kick that kid out of the game. If he tries to jafe another one of my players in the swanch, it's going to be war.
What does chafe even mean?
Jafe. That's just what he said. But it was like anytime someone brings up that coach, it's like, yeah, somebody's going to get japed in the swanch.
Swanch jafer.
Swanch jafer.
Swanch sounds terrible.
It does.
What word, phrase, or saying was memorable for all the wrong or right reasons? 206-421-ROCK.
Another callback to childhood. Someone says, we told my daughter when she was little that she'd get fat if she kept chewing her fingernails. Whatever. We go to the grocery store. She sees a pregnant lady. My girl went up to her and said, I know what you've been doing.
Did you ever use tough?
Yeah. Tough. That was tough, man. That was tough. But I feel like that was my, like, before 12 term.
Right. What word, phrase, or saying was memorable for all the wrong or right reasons? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Willie. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
Thank you, gentlemen, for having me in. Real quick, a short one. When I moved to California right after school and I said pop, those people laughed at me like I was from Mars. Pop. They'll say soda.
Soda is California?
Soda is almost everywhere. And pop is, there's pop and there's soda pop. If you go to, like, Ohio,
I can't remember if it's
pop or soda pop. Right.
That's all pop, right. But then, like, where we grew up in Maryland's like soda.
Soda. If you go to Texas, it is Coke. If you want a 7-Up, you still ask for a Coke.
So, fellas, the one that I was calling about was I was standing in line at the liquor store for some good Kentucky bourbon, and the young fellow in front of me says to the cashier, looking at the pints there behind him, he says, a pint of Jose Cubero. And the cashier, the cashier repeats it so that everybody in the room heard it, Jose Cubero, right? Jose Cubero. And to this day, I have to stop and think about Jose Cuervo, because for me it comes out automatically. I just call it Jose Cuervo now.
It sounds better. Mm-hmm.
Like Don Quixote.
Right. Jose Cuervo. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Jose Cuervo.
Yeah.
See, that's a good word.
Hey, thank God. Appreciate it, man.
What word, phrase, or saying was memorable for all the wrong or right reasons? 206-421-ROCK.
I mean, it's funny, too. It's like with, he's right, like drinks, cocktails, whatever. We were talking about earlier. It's just regional.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, like, right, like, I'll talk to people back east. I'm sure your wife used to drink them at the beach, right? And they always talk about the crushes, right? oh, we're having an orange crush.
Yeah.
Great, right? And like, so it was like, oh, man, what kind of crush did you guys have? Like, that, nobody else is drinking that except you guys at the beach.
And Faygo. Faygo was big in West Virginia.
Yeah.
But also remember, like, there are universal things. So you are between 18 and 22 years old. You have cheap booze. It tastes like ass. So you're going to mix it with as much Kool-Aid as you can. If we're on the East Coast, what is that?
Jungle juice.
Jungle juice. So we move Spodee.
Correct.
And I, for like 2 years, I'm like, what in the hell is Spodee? And someone explained it. I'm like, ah, all right, East Coast called jungle juice, but it's the exact same
thing. It's like shrimp and prawns. It just, there's a line someplace.
But there is a difference.
There is a difference, but even if you had prawns on the East Coast, you would still say, well, these are the biggest shrimp I've ever seen.
Right.
Right.
And you would still ask for prawns. Right. So I'm sure there is a difference.
Like a jumbo shrimp cocktail. Prawns.
But you never say it. They don't even put it on the menu.
Like, these are huge.
But here's the difference. On the East Coast, if you advertise your shrimp as prawns, you can charge $2 more. Because it sounds so fancy there. Yeah. It just does.
Mm-hmm.
Like, ooh, they have prawns. Well, I'll spend more for that. Like, bro, it's the...
Right. And like, if I steam shrimp, I'll go to the store or whatever. It's like, ah, they got those prawns, but it's a steamed shrimp.
Right.
Mm-hmm. What's that one-word phrase they're saying is memorable for all the wrong or right reasons? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Autumn. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hola.
So my son, when he was about, maybe three, he was going commando. Well, he's like, Mom, I'm going mojo. I'm like, going mojo? What? You know, Mojo. I'm like, and he pointed. I was like, oh, Commando. And he said, Mojo. And he would call Commando Mojo.
And how old is he now?
He's almost 15.
He's probably going Mojo as we speak.
Not that
oh, God. That's,
he's got that's a zipper story. Now.
Yeah.
That is.
Yeah. I
had about two good years where I'm like, you know, man, I go Commando. For whatever reason, I felt free. You know, like when women get home, you guys pop off your bra, and it's always like, oh, yeah.
Right?
So it felt like that. But, you know, you go to work, and, man, I zip my junk in there one time. And it's not about zipping your junk in there. It's that you also have to unzip it, and that's where the real pain is. And I have not gone Commando or Mojo since.
Yeah.
I will not do it again.
It also
man.
Depends on where you live. Like in the Pacific Northwest, weather-wise, it's kind of hard to do that because it's a little bit colder. But like when I go to Florida, no one wears underwear.
No.
No dude wears underwear. It's too hot. It's too humid. I mean, it's just... It's a special occasion. Maybe you're dressing up, going to church or something like that. You'll put on underwear or somebody's wedding.
Get your church underwear.
But for the most part, you're basically wearing swim trunks or your shorts do not. I mean.
They don't have a zip.
You can see it when someone walks in a bar. You're like, that guy's just.
Yeah.
Swank.
Yeah, like I like sitting at home in mesh shorts and no underwear. But I feel like if I leave the house, I got to put on a pair of skivvies.
Dude, I remember being like 15 and I did not plan this right. And all I wanted to do was walk about 3 blocks, go to Rite Aid, buy a soda, walk back home. Wearing sweatpants, I'm Commando, because I don't plan on being out long, but you're 15. So the wind blows, now I have an erection. And I mean, you just roll in the Rite Aid, dude. Sweatpants don't hide anything.
No.
And it was just so obvious, and it was so humiliating. But I was kind of already there, and you're just standing in line, and it's like, that kid has an erection. It's like, yeah, yes,
I do. He's very excited to be here.
Yeah, very
happy. What word, phrase, or saying was memorable for all the wrong or right reasons? 206-421-RUN.
There were certain days in my grade school, instead of like the dress... Like pants, you could wear like sweatpants, right? Or as I used to call them, joggers.
Yeah, joggers.
So if they were navy blue, like the pants had to be navy blue, right? So I had some. And same thing, like anything at that point can make something happen.
Yep.
And it wasn't until years later at a bar, some girl I went to grade school was like, yeah, me and this other girl, we sat in front of you, could tell all the time.
Oh, God.
Like, what? She's like, yeah, you were always wearing those sweatpants. I was like, dang.
It's like retro embarrassment.
Mm. Yeah.
You're like, ah.
Right? Which I don't know why I'm embarrassed, but it's like, you knew I was trying to hide it? They were like, well, yeah. Damn.
I don't care how old you get. Look, as a guy, there's like this process you go through in life, right? So up until about the age of 18, if anyone asked if you're a virgin, no. If anyone asked if you masturbate, no. Then you hit a certain where you're like, I just masturbated 3 times before I came to work. You don't care.
Mm-hmm.
But you never, ever, ever, or particularly if you're not about to have sex, you're not comfortable with people knowing you have an erection.
Look, yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, if you said you masturbate, yes, I do. Do you have an erection right now? Like, I don't want to answer that question.
If I'm walking down the street and I get this random erection right now at my age, I'm calling my doctor.
Like, something's wrong.
Yeah, I mean,
I have an erection.
That's teen years. It's early 20s. You know what I'm saying? And then after that, I mean, not that you can't do that. It's just the fact that you don't.
Not
seem
for
to
get, no reason.
It's like you have a little more control, but at the same point in time, you're back then you weren't in control.
No,
by at any all. Stretch, there's nothing you could do about it.
Right. When you get older. And say it's been a long year, like, that had COVID. And sometimes you're taking a walk and you're thinking about stuff, and then you got to calm yourself back down. I heard.
Oh, I see.
This has been a bad year for you, hasn't it?
Yes. Yeah, I called myself the other day. He's going to get coffee, like a pair of mesh shorts, a box of briefs. Just like,
oh, do you have more sex dreams now?
Yeah.
You do. That's not a bad thing.
It's not.
No, it is.
Last one was a weird one.
What happened?
There's just a lot of people there.
What, really? Too much going on?
There was a lot of people.
Anybody
there
you knew?
No.
Okay, all right. Well, that's not the worst thing in the world. At least there's variety.
All right, hang on. Someone, they're asking us this question. We brought up soda. We brought up pop. We brought up soda pop. Are they crayfish or crawfish?
Crawfish.
I say crayfish. But you say cray, I say crawfish.
I say cray because they were not food. They were things in a stream. So crayfish was bait.
So you eat crawfish.
Correct.
But even the same thing. Right. All right.
Crayfish were what we caught. Crawfish were what people in New Orleans ate.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right. And I say pecan, but a lot of people say pecan.
Pecan. All right. Chickpea or garbanzo bean? I feel like it depends on the dish you're making. I really do.
Yeah.
Right. Depends on what I'm eating. So I have chickpea pasta.
Right.
But sometimes in a salad, I go, throw in some garbanzo beans.
But you don't call them chickpeas if they're thrown into your salad.
No.
Even though it's the same thing.
I don't know why, but it's just, you're exactly
right.
It's
all hummus in the end, right?
Yeah, but it only depends
on
what.
But do you make it with chickpeas or garbanzo beans?
And tahini.
Right.
What word, phrase, or saying was memorable for all the wrong or right reasons? 206-421-ROCK.
What does that mean when a word's got two meanings like that?
Or just two different ways to.
Or two, I mean, that, because, right, that's two different.
Like tomato?
No, like garbanzo bean or chickpea. It's not even like they're close in pronunciation. You just
right.
go, well, which one is it? Or is it just situational, like you said? So if you're throwing it in your salad, it's a garbanzo bean, which sounds fancier, right?
Yeah.
And if it's something you're just going to mash up and make into something else, it becomes a chickpea, even though it's the same. If you say garbanzo bean mash, people go, I don't know, man. But if you say, oh, dude, we just mashed up chickpeas.
Or just call it hummus.
Yeah, call it hummus. Hello, Steve. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, picholas.
Hola.
So I was in the army stationed in Germany, and you got to deal with people from, you know, all over the country. And this one guy was from Arkansas.
You're in the army. You should deal with people all over the country.
Well, you know, I was raised in Washington and hadn't dealt with many people from the South. This guy was from Arkansas, and his name was Two Cities in Texas. So Irv walks up to me, and he's like, Neil, you got a phone? I was like, what? A phone? I'm like, you're the multi-channel guy. You guys have all the phones. Why are you asking me for a phone? He's not a phone. A phone. And I finally, this went on, and he must have said it three or four times. He's getting all frustrated, and I finally went and got a piece of paper and a pen, and he wrote it down, and I was all, oh, a funnel. Oh, a funnel. Okay. Yeah, we don't have a funnel.
Yeah, so no.
You know, and it's just that the way that they talk, this other guy from Texas, he was a mechanic, and we're cutting some tubing, and he's like, don't cut it there, cut it here. And I was like, yeah. What does that mean? What do you know? Not there. Yeah. I was like, oh, here. Cut it here. Damn it. You know, you Southerners, I was stationed in Georgia for a week, and I found myself saying y'all.
Well,
it doesn't take long before you start to, you know, pick it up. And you start saying it.
You fall into stuff.
But I'm okay with, because you go like, all right, people understand what that is. Yeah. That just means you're mispronouncing
the
word. Right. Y'all, I get it. So you're talking you're talking to a group of people. You're like, all right, that's fine, you know.
Well, y'all also just has so many different ways of saying it. Like growing up right in the Maryland, D.C. area, like the way we would say it's different, like
a lot different than the South.
Right. Or like Texas.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And typically it's followed by are not from around here.
Yeah. Y'all ain't from around here.
Y'all. Where y'all from?
Yeah, where y'all exactly. Like, why are you here?
Every time we go tailgating in the South, we get that so much. Especially the way I say dude or whatever. I mean, it takes 2 seconds. Like, where are y'all from?
Yeah, they know in a heartbeat.
You think that dude is not, probably is not used much in the South.
It's not. When I moved to Seattle, I started using it so much. Like, when I would go back east, like, some of my friends would be like, if you say dude one more time, I'm going to punch you.
Or bro.
Sorry, dude.
Well, I know. But the other thing about dude, particularly in a place like Texas, like, that is a specific occupation.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so it'd be like walking up to someone, what's going on, secretary? You know, I mean, they're like, dude, it's a job. It's not it's not just a thing that you say.
Dude is one of those things that can't really, It sounds like you're 17, 18 years old.
But everyone says it now, mm-hmm. so it's like it's become kind of universally accepted. You know, as growing up, my parents would frown at it. But Jesus, but I could talk to my mother now, who she gets mad when I say her age. I'll say plenty 9 years old. She likes that one. Just tell people you're plenty 9. She'll say dude now. You know, she'll watch football and be like, oh, man, that dude just crushed him. And it doesn't sound weird. When I was younger, she said, dude, it's like, you got to stop.
Yeah.
You cannot say that.
Mine is brother. That's the one I figured out I got to cut out. With you, it's dude, me is brother. Brother or bro. And I realized it on Sunday. I was playing golf, right?
Yeah.
This guy named Justin.
Well, it depends who you're talking to. If you say that to a black guy.
That was the problem.
Right. Okay?
That's just the lingo, right? So Justin hits a shot, really good golfer, knocks a little bit hell of him, like, dude, brother, great shot. I'm like, like, I say that to everybody. It wasn't personal. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I say brother a lot, though.
I do, too. But he doesn't know me.
No offense. Ted, you carry it different.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I'm like, oh, yeah,
you
bro.
Just, right. Ted just carries it different than you.
I'm like, great shot, brother.
Right, exactly. Like,
you black people can sure hit that ball far. Like,
people want to
beat
you
up. Must be the extra ankle in your bone, brother.
Ted gets the nod. Ted, like, all right, you cool.
Yeah. Where are you from, MPG?
Yeah.
With me, it's like, did you just call me brother?
Yeah, exactly. Let's drop the ball below.
I know, that the way is, you said that with that R
is not okay.
Yeah. By the way, we've got an update. So we said you have Jungle Juice on the East Coast. You have Spodey on the West Coast. We have two more. Apparently, it is just straight up Hooch in the South and Jesus Juice.
Oh, yeah.
In other areas.
Okay.
So Jesus Juice, Spodey, Jungle Juice, and Hooch. All the same thing.
What word, phrase, or saying was memorable for all the wrong or right reasons? 206-421-ROCK.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're in the men's room. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Our question, what word, phrase, or saying was memorable for all the wrong or right reasons? 206-421-ROCK.
Someone says, my wife is from Germany. Ja. There were many misused words and phrases that got a lot of laughs, but the one that sticks out, we were newly married about 35 years ago, and her vacuum crapped out, so she borrowed the friend's vacuum. When she gave it back, she wanted to try to tell him how great it was, so she told him, this vacuum really sucks. There was about two beats when he just looked at her before realizing what she meant.
Mm-hmm. Didn't Robin used to tell us that in German, most of the words are kind of describing what the situation is, or they sound like they are?
He said they're exceptionally literal.
Right.
There's not a lot of wiggle room for what they meant, but they have a word for pretty much every, there's a word for...
Like if your car's talking to me, like, you bought a lemon or something in German.
Right, yeah. It'd be one word. Right. It was, my aunt lived there for like 5 years. Her, my uncle worked for the Pentagon. They get shipped to Germany for 5 years. And my aunt, we just called her the black nanny. Sounds her voice is like this, right? So my parents go to visit, this is years ago. My parents go and visit them. My mother comes back and she's like, listen, Lois, the aunt, she's like, hearing her speak German is one of the most atrocious sounding things, but she knew what she was doing, but she explained, my mother was like, all the words seem really long. So when you look at street signs, everything, just these words, how do you remember them? So my aunt said, actually, it's easier than you think. So she explained to my mother, and I have to clean this up for the airwaves, she's like, you know, like, in the U.S., you could be a mother, you could be an effer, and we just made it one word, so you're a mother effer. That's what they do in Germany if it's a common phrase. So, so essentially, it looks like a long word,
but it's really a sentence.
It's kind of a string of words, but they just make it a word.
And it explains you say it everything in one word.
Exactly.
What word, phrase, or saying was memorable for all the wrong or right reasons? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Christina. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi. I have a story. My daughter, who's in middle school, so I think seventh grade, about 12 years old, she comes home and she had a science class that day. She says, did you know all animals are living orgasms?
Well, she's kind of right.
When I finally stopped laughing, I was like, well, it's technically true, but I think the word you were looking for was organisms.
Did she know what an orgasm was?
I don't think so. Not yet.
Yeah, okay. Most people still don't.
She's now pregnant and married.
Well, somebody did.
You should bring up the story and tell her, you know what, you're right. You're about to have a living orgasm.
I do remember that. That was easily confused growing up.
Yeah, well, I remember hearing that. I had to do summer school one year, and we were, the girl, it was something about marine biology, but she said marine orgasms. And I didn't even really hear it, but I remember the teacher's just staring at her for like 5 seconds, and he's like, organisms. And I'm like, oh, God, right. Mm-hmm. She said, this poor girl was so mortified. It's like, it's all right, man. It happens.
Yeah, I had trouble once. We were playing Pictionary.
All right.
Now, the picture somebody drew looked like a couple people with guns. The correct answer was probably duel.
All right.
All right.
But I yell, gangbangers.
Oh.
I heard some older people in the room kind of looking at me like, what did you just say? Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, they're in a gang. That's what they're doing.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're thinking, hey, I like Ted's dreams.
Right, exactly.
A lot of people.
Way too many people.
What word, phrase, or saying was memorable for all the wrong or right reasons? 206-421-ROCK.
Too many people.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So when I served in the Marine Corps, we had a Marine who was from the South and he'd gone to Paris Island. And so they have chiggers, which are like small gnats.
Yeah, the little bugs that can get in your tent, through the screen even.
Trust me, people had to explain that to me on several occasions.
So he would just walk around occasionally and just be like, chigger! And so we got this this Marine, this black Marine, who came to our unit, who used to be a pallbearer at 8th and I in D.C. And he was huge. He was like 300 pounds and full of muscle. And so this guy says, chigger. And of course, it's not taken as if it's chigger, but the N word. And he runs over, grabs him by the lapels, and I thought he was going to kill him. And he was like, no, chigger.
No.
That doesn't help.
Did that help the situation? It worse.
He, because he started really pronunciating the word, obviously, then it's like, oh, okay, now I got what you're trying to say.
Did he spend the rest of his time just calling them bugs as long as that dude was around?
it kind of became a joke around the unit, just kind of knowing what the story behind it.
Yeah, I remember the first time I heard of that. I'm like, wait, sir, say that again now?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was a kid.
The one that threw us all off, I think, because we knew, you know, we knew the N-word at the time.
Sure.
But the golf coach, Joe Birdland, he wanted to take us to a golf tournament.
All right.
So we went to Pittsburgh because they had Oakmont or Oakland. I can't remember the name of the country club, but they were having a PGA tournament.
All right.
So we get to go for a day, and we get to take the day off school, and we get to go up, and we get to watch, as he would say, we're going to go watch the pros. So Birdland, the coach, he's like, he was a huge Payne Stewart fan. So we follow Payne Stewart for a day, and whoever he was playing with, I can't remember who he was playing with, but he, God almighty, Duvall.
Like, I know where this is going.
Yes, you do. Because when we came back, and he decided that day that the University High School golf team were all going to wear knickers, and he told us on the way back in the car.
Is that what he called them?
Knickers, yes.
Yeah, I know what they are.
Yes, right.
Well, that's what Payne Stewart,
he was the only...
I know. All right. I know.
But we were all like...
Call him Funny Pants.
What do you talk? Because we... You know, not knowing English or British culture.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. We did not know what the pants were. Like, that was, when he said that, we were all just like, we were all quiet. Like, what is Birdland talking about, man?
You sure, coach?
And so we still didn't know.
You think it's a good idea?
But we still didn't know what he was talking about.
Did anyone ask, or you guys just quiet?
No, he just got quiet. And he's like, I think that'd be a great idea. You know, it'll bring style. It's old school. And then we're like, oh, God, no. You know? And then we got the pants.
Right.
And then we understood what the New York basketball team was named after.
Right, there's a reason to go
all
by
these
Knicks.
Different things. You know what I mean? Like, but we did not know that at the time. We didn't know that was a term for clothes. We thought what was coming out of his mouth was. We were like,
I didn't know the Knicks were named after those pants.
Knickerbockers.
I thought it was just about the theater.
No, it was New York Knickerbockers, because, you know, old school, and it's been shortened to the Knicks. Mm-hmm. Probably right, exactly. Good thing.
Yeah.
Yes, when I grew up, there was always this famous story about some crazy snowstorm and the theater collapsed underneath all the snow.
Huh.
I've never heard the story in my life.
Maybe it was just a D.C. Maybe there was these theaters all over the place.
Mm-hmm. We're going to go watch the pros. He wants us to wear something that I don't want to say.
I don't want to do it.
And then we got him. We were like, these are really comfortable.
I've never worn a pair.
They were great.
Well, I've worn pants, so I guess technically I've worn them.
But, I mean...
No, they're...
Not
it's
like
different.
That.
It's kind of like...
Yeah.
They have to be comfortable if they look that ridiculous.
Because they're so baggy.
And they come down over your knee. And then they have a little elastic band.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then we wore like these high traditional socks.
Did you have a pattern on them?
They were just you know what?
Like
the
plaid or something like that?
The socks were two golf clubs across in the pattern, and they were the color of the school. And they're actually pretty sharp uniforms, except for the fact that everyone's wearing like derby hats. It looked like we were, you know, right out of the swinging.
I mean, I think it's a great look, but I feel like in high school, you said this was high school?
Yeah.
I feel like in high school, you're going to catch a lot of grief.
Yeah, at the time when Payne Stewart was doing this, he was sponsored by the NFL, which is strange. You got a PGA golfer who's sponsored
was
by the
NFL.
Was he?
I knew he had all the NFL colors.
And he wore the Steelers gear when he was up, which was black and yellow plaid knickers. And then he wore like a black Steeler sweater with a yellow shirt underneath it. Like a
very traditional golfer. Yeah.
Right, exactly. But you're like, look at it. It's like, and people are going nuts because, you know, they're all Steeler fans.
Of course, of course.
But that's where Birdland got the idea. Like, he was inspired. He's like, we're going to dress like Payne Stewart. What word, phrase, or saying was memorable for all the wrong or right reasons? 206-421-ROCK.
I haven't thought about that dude in a while, but, I mean, he was so famous for that.
That he was. Hello, Rob. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, y'all.
Hola.
You ain't from around here, are you?
Okay, so, I've been up here for more than 20 years. I am from Georgia. The first time I ordered Coke up here, I was really annoyed because they actually gave me a Coca-Cola. That's the first story.
So wait, you're asking for the drug and someone brought you the drink?
No, I was asking for I asked for Coke. I wanted Dr. Pepper. But they brought me Coke.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Right. All
so
right.
Coke. So if you order a Coke in Georgia, you get a Dr. Pepper?
In the South. I mean, if you say a Coke, it's a soda.
So you order Coke in the South, and they ask you what kind you want.
Right. Can you order Coke?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I gotcha. Right. Yeah. Okay, because of Atlanta, probably.
Maybe.
Right.
Yeah, because that's the home of Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Right. The second story is one of my friends, instead of saying F you or F off, she is now saying how nice.
How nice?
How nice.
That's kind of like bless your heart in the South.
Nice. Yes.
Which means you're like a dumbass.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yep. You know, it's the Southern, bless his heart. That dumb mother. That's what they mean.
Yep. The third one is my uncle came back from Germany. He told a story about how he came back from hiking and his feet were hurting. He just thought his German friends were in the room with him, and he said, my foot hurts. And they looked at him for a moment, and they all started laughing because foot is a slang in Germany is a slang for female genitalia.
Oh.
Ah, yeah, my foot hurts.
You asked
my mom.
What was the Coke story that you had?
So my mom, when we lived in upstate New York, she worked for a major department store local to Rochester, but worked for a major department store. And during like Fashion Week or whatever the hell it is in New York City, this is the time my mom and her boss went to New York City and they probably partied their ass off. But they're there to do business. You're buying what you perceive to be the fashions for fall and winter. But this is the main one, right? If you're a buyer,
that's where you're going.
This is a big freaking deal. And you go there, and there's people from all over the world, you know, so they have a good time. But there's like this after party thing, but it's like this major, I mean, talking like 1,000 people there. So not a small get together, about 1,000 people. It's at some warehouse, you know, wherever the hell in New York City. And she asked for a Coke. And, you know, it's one of the servants, you know, the guy with the tray, you know. Can I get a Coke? And the guy's like, follow me. So my mom, she's just not piecing this together. Mm-hmm. And she's like, we walk the entire length of this warehouse, go up all these stairs, walk down this ramp, go into this back room. And my mom the whole time's like, either this man's going to kill me or they're real weird about the Coke. Guy opens the door. She steps into this room and she's like, it's all these supermodels. It's all the designers. And I mean, there's just blow everywhere. And everyone's snorting. She says, when the guy opens the door, she's like, just imagine like 40 supermodels look up at you real quick.
Yeah.
Paranoid. Everyone has a crusted, you know, powdered donut nostrils going on. So my mom looks at the guy and says, Coca-Cola. And the guy's like, oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Right. Slams the door shut.
Then your mom opens the back door like, I'll be right back.
I'll be back in 15.
Yeah. You don't know what really happened. One word, phrase, or saying was memorable for all the wrong or right reasons. 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Bernie. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, naked lady.
Hola.
So I used to work at a classic car parts place down in California at a call center. So I was in the tech department. So I get calls from all over the world and everywhere trying to, you know, fit their parts on their Camaro or Nova or Impala. But I was on the phone with some guy from Texas, and he was asking me about something or other. And I asked him a question about, you know, required a little bit of thinking. And he's like, do what now? I was like, what the hell was that? And I had to put him on silent so I can laugh a little and come back onto the phone. Can you repeat that, sir?
And what did he say again?
Do what now?
Do what now?
So he's asking
it was
you.
All one word. Do yeah. what now?
So he's asking you just to repeat what it is you've instructed him to do?
Exactly. Ah. It was just like, excuse me, can you repeat that question or something? But it took me a minute.
Yeah.
Do what now?
Mm-hmm.
One of the one word, and to this day, I'm very confident that I'm correct what this word means. But it has never been verified. And I've told this before. I was on a bus in Baltimore. I was a guy on his cell phone when cell phones first kind of hit. So he's got this big-ass cell phone, and he's talking about this loud in the back of the bus because, God forbid, you don't make a lot of noise on a bus in Baltimore. Apparently, it's a prerequisite to get on the bus. But he's talking to a buddy of his, and it's not that you're trying to listen. You just can't help but overhear because, again, dude's screaming on the phone. But through the course of this conversation, he just takes this left turn. He's like, man, let me ask you something, player. You ever have a girl stick her tongue in your gilly? And I'm trying not to laugh. Now, again, I can assume what a gilly is, but he's the only person in my life that I have ever heard
use that term.
Use the term. So, again, I'm guessing it's something hidden in your pants, right? But it could be your ear. It could be your mouth. It could be your eyes. I do not believe it is, but no one else that I've run that by, no one knows exactly what it means, but we all believe we know what it means.
Sure.
So to this day, I'm like, I think I know where my gilly is, but I'm not 100%.
I just assume it's the in-between space.
That is my guess. But again, it is never. There's no one else I could ask. I wish I had asked him, hey, brother, let me ask you something, man. Is the gilly, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Holmes. Be like, all right.
You know he would have told you.
Oh, damn right he'd have told me.
And then probably scolded you.
Kid I got growing up with, he called his thing his root. And his dad, that was his dad's phrase. Like, get your hands out of your pants. Stop playing with your root.
Your root.
Your root. So he referred to it as a root. We're like, what are you talking about?
He probably still does.
Yeah, like you get in the shower or something like that. You got hair on his root.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so awkward.
Like, what are you talking about? The root?
Hello, Josh. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, hola.
Hola.
So I grew up with a southern grandmother. And, you know, she used to say, you know, like, hey, get your fanny over here. put your fanny over there, blah, blah, blah. And she used to call us little buggers and all these things. And growing up in my teen years, I used to do the peace sign, not forwards, but, you know, backwards a lot. And moved to New Zealand.
Uh-oh.
And about a week in, you know, I was engaged and all that, and she had a little daughter. About a week in, we have a big family dinner. Everybody can meet me and say congrats and everything else. And we're sitting there, you know, parents, grandparents, uncles, blah, blah, blah. And the daughter gets up from the table, and, you know, my grandparents were quite strict, and I kind of turned to her. I was like, get your fanny back over here. And everybody stopped. Everybody looked at me and mouths were open. And my fiance at the time, she kind of pulled me aside later and she's like, fanny over here kind of means the front butt, not the back butt.
So it is technically British.
Yeah.
Because that's same in England, right?
Yeah, same in England.
Right.
Sure.
Like,
and then the next day or something, I met some of the other family and, you know, I said, I'll called some kids, their kids, little buggers. And apparently bugger kind of means making love through the basement entry.
Oh, wow. You know? So you're swinging for the fences. Well,
bug off.
It's on two for two.
Oh, Jesus.
And then about a week later, I'm leaving my fiance's parents' house and her mother, she's in the driveway and she's like, okay, we'll see you guys later. And I threw up the peace sign real quick. And down there, that's a double FU.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I kind of swung for the fences, three for three. I was batting 1,000 after 1 week, maybe 2 weeks of being there. So
you still are you still married?
No, not anymore. And I'm back in the U.S. So I can do it all I want.
Yeah. How long were you there?
About 13 years.
Damn.
Wow, that's a good long time, man.
Okay, so you figured things out in the end, I guess. I mean, no pun intended on the buggers.
Well, I kind of still did it, just kind of laughed every time I did, but you know, I kind of quit caring about it because they didn't really care.
There's a learning curve. I mean, if that's the terms that I knew.
But I like that it's all with her parents.
Exactly.
Just get your fanny over here, throw up the peace sign.
I mean, I never knew the double, like, first of all.
I didn't know that either.
Don't do the peace sign opposite, right?
Yeah, I just thought if you do the peace sign opposite, basically it's just F you. Not even like a double FU, just FU, right?
Yeah, I never knew until I started watching soccer and watching games from Europe. And like I noticed like nobody flipped a bird, but it was constant with the two.
Does that mean, is that greater than just the single?
It's two more than one.
That's what I'm saying. Like, is that like a double? Is it worse? So if you just
you're right.
The single,
if you flip someone off like FU, double is like, man, I mean.
Because I always thought that was.
Yeah, well, if you do that, then yes.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
See you later, Mom.
I don't know, though, in England. I mean, I'm sure if you
I've
did.
Heard, if you do that, yes.
Yeah.
But I think if you're from the U.S., they do understand that that's not what we mean. We're just straight up single finger. You only got to do it once. Just go do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they know, but it still probably takes them a second. But there's still some terms they use. Like when they're pissed, they're drunk. They're not angry.
They're going to go and get pissed.
And I remember talking to this woman at the bar. Do you want another beer? She's like, well, if I have another beer, I'll get really pissed. In my mind, I'm just like, then you have a drinking problem, you know. And we're going back and forth. I said, all right, well, I'm going to get a beer. She's like, well, then you're going to get pissed. I'm like, I'm not. I'm in a great mood. I just want another beer. Like, what? You suck as a human being. She's like, wait a minute. No. I'm from England, which was obvious. But she's like, pissed means drunk. I'm like, oh.
Yes. I'll
I thought
join
you were a psychopath. Yes.
I like on the piss.
Oh, yeah. Or taking the piss.
Yeah.
They love piss.
What word or phrase or saying was memorable for all the wrong
that
or right
came out
reasons?
Wrong.
206-420-ROCK.
But it's the truth.
I mean,
they use it so much.
The word. They love the word. Hello, Nate. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, Thrill. What's up, buddy?
Hola. Yeah, screw Miles
hey,
and Ted.
Mike, you doing okay over there?
All right.
I don't sweat it. Like, Thrill's got this one.
I got it.
Phone call and sit over here and talk about all this.
You can be quiet.
That's my guy. We've hung out before. So you will remember me as the white half of the interracial couple from Trivia, very near your house.
Yes.
Oh.
Former house, but yeah, I remember your ass.
Yeah. So anyway, my son, to this day, still has hard time with his CK, like K,
right.
L, and R's. And we're on our way home one day.
Have him say clitoris one day.
Yeah, he says to me, Dad, I found a nickel in my pocket.
That is not what I heard.
I heard
the N-bomb. And I was like, wait, what? First of all, what did you say and what's it doing in your pocket?
How old is he now?
He's 10 now. They're 6 weeks apart. Your daughter and my son are 6 weeks apart, man.
Hey, you keep your kid away from his.
Goddamn right. Although the way she smells right now, that's not so much a concern. Look, your kid's probably got about another, like, 1 year grace period where no one's going to care. He's going to come home.
He knows the difference now. I came to a stop. I was like, wait, what? Where did you hear that word? And why is it in your pocket?
World of Warcraft.
Right, and why is it in your pocket?
I don't know why. It just seems strange I'd ask him why it's in his pocket.
I got another one for you, though. My name's Nate, obviously. My middle brother could not say my name, so now every family reunion or get-together, I'm not Nate, I'm Nate.
Nate.
That sounds like something you get if you have a good date.
I got some Nate.
You get some Nate?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Somebody points out here in England, a rubber is an eraser.
Correct.
Ah.
Buddy of mine, his parents were off the boat, India, huge British influence. He said he's like 14, 15 years old. He's a rebellious kid, but he did well in school. So he said he's at his kitchen table with two of his buddies and are actually doing math homework. And he's like, man, my father walks in the front door and is like, it's good to see you boys doing your homework. Hey, make sure you have rubbers. If you make a mistake, you need... His buddies in Texas don't know what that means. He's like, it was the most mortifying moment
of my life. If you don't have a rubber. You make a mistake.
Yeah, don't just make
like
mistakes.
Mom, just right. Like mom said. What word, phrase, or saying was memorable for all the wrong or right reasons? We've got your emails coming up next in the men's room at KISW.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.